October 3rd, 1903. Jesus continues his life in the world, not only in the Most Holy Sacrament, but also in the souls who are in his grace. I was thinking about the hour of the Passion, in which Jesus took leave of his mother to go to his death, and they blessed each other. And I was offering this hour to repair for those who do not bless the Lord in everything, but rather they offend him, in order to impetrate all those blessings which are necessary for us to preserve ourselves in the grace of God, and to fill the void of the glory of God, as if all creatures were blessing him. While doing this, I felt him move in my interior, saying, "My daughter, in the act of blessing my mother, I also intended to bless each creature individually, and all in general, in such a way that everything is blessed by me. Thoughts, words, heartbeats, steps, and movements made for me. Everything has been given value by my blessing. Even more, I tell you that everything good that creatures do was all done by my humanity, so that all the works of creatures might first be divinized by me. Furthermore, my life, real and true, still continues in the world, not only in the Most Holy Sacrament, but in the souls who are in my grace. And since the capacity of the creature is very limited, and one of them alone is unable to catch everything I did, I act in such a way as to continue my reparation in one soul, praise in another, thanksgiving in another, in some others my zeal for the salvation of souls, in another my sufferings, and so with all the rest. According to how they correspond to me, I carry out my life within them. Therefore, think of what constraints and pains they put me into. While I want to operate in them, they do not pay attention to me." Having said this, he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.